NFL appeals to federal authorities to tackle unlawful betting. The National Football League, NFL, one of the most prominent sports leagues in the world, has called on federal authorities to address illegal gambling, which it views as an issue that can't be ignored. The NFL expressed its concerns last Friday in a correspondence addressed to a U.S. congresswoman. Their hope is to secure aid in eradicating illegal betting activities throughout the nation. This plea follows the congresswoman's own criticisms of the NFL's management of sports betting and overall sports integrity. NFL's correspondence with the congresswoman, Jonathan Nabavi, the NFL's vice president of public policy and government affairs, reaffirmed the league's dedication to preserving the integrity of sports in the letter. This commitment includes both the problem of internal sports betting offenses and the wider issue of illegal gambling. It is thought that the NFL directed their letter to U.S. Representative Dina Titus, a well-known opponent of illegal betting. In their letter, Nabavi and the NFL contended that the spread of sports betting has increased the importance of gaming regulation and protection in the industry. Titus, in her initial letter to the league, questioned the NFL's approach to public inquiries for more information. ESPN, the original reporter of this story, noted that Titus suggested the NFL was sidestepping her inquiries by shifting the focus to illegal gambling. The congresswoman was concerned with the volume of ongoing investigations into betting transgressions within the league. Nabavi's answer focused on urging the government to take a stand against the illegal gambling industry. The unlawful gambling market remains a priority. Quote, "We believe that additional attention and resources are needed from lawmakers and law enforcement to address the illicit sports betting market, which still has the power of incumbency." Jonathan Nabavi, NFL Vice President of Public Policy and Government Affairs. At the same time, the NCAA supplied Titus with the information she requested. The NCAA disclosed they had recorded 175 sports betting violations since the legalization of sports betting in 2018. Charlie Baker, the NCAA's president, recognized Titus' worries. He agreed that unregulated sports gambling could foster corruption and compromise the integrity of sporting events. However, both the NCAA and the NFL believe that regulated sports gambling is beneficial as it brings sports wagers from the illegal market into a regulated one.